Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I want to talk real quick, like how Israel's on the brink of war at this very moment. We're going to play this news segment from CBN this morning, and we'll talk about it. Hold on.
Days. In fact, one security expert saying there's never been so much talk about war in Israel's history. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Iran is the biggest challenge Israel faces at home. Some Israelis believe their leaders are talking more about the issue in hopes of getting the world more involved.
And CBN News Middle East Bureau Chief Chris Mitchell joins us now with more on this story. It's so great to see you in person.
You have to understand what they're saying is that we are, Israel is on the brink. They're more set than ever before to be able to go to war. You know, we're coming to the end of this first hour. We want to hear just a little bit more and talk. We have to talk more about it in the extra hour, but listen up.
Normally, you are in Jerusalem. You live there, have for many years. And so because of that, you really have a great idea of what the Israeli people are thinking and feeling. So are they fearful of an attack?
I think they are, Lori. In fact, just as Lee just said, I mean, I think the talk of war has been more increased right now than ever before. I just talked to Julie Stahl, our other correspondent in there. She said it's not only the foreign media, but it's the Israeli media, and she's never seen it. The talk of war, this ratcheted up. It's not only coming from Iran as well. Iran is calling Israel an insult to humanity. They're calling for a new Middle East without Israel. So I think, you know, whether or not attack comes sooner or later, it seems like war is going to be inevitable.
Think about it. So we are right now on the brink of this. We're going to the last, minute here in the extra first hour, but 2 minutes that we need to pray for Israel. We need to pray for the Jerusalem and understand church that ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. That you know, those are our brothers and sisters in the context of God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That we serve this is our God, and that's the apple of God's eye. Mm-hmm. And understanding that they are surrounded by a caliphate government instigated in. In which our government was instrumental in forming around them. I mean, it's just like, I don't even know.
Every day it's getting closer and closer and closer for Iran to have these nuclear weapons. They just cannot wait any longer. I just saw this weekend where the former ambassador to Israel says, listen, we'd rather be condoned or condemned by the nations and we still be alive than be consoled by the nations while we're alive. Dying.
It can be said any better than that.
Yeah. And so, this is the time. We've got to stay behind Israel. We've got to, this is for the church to be prayerful and to be watched. But you're looking at a very serious, and it's going to have a ripple effect on the United States and what's going to happen here.
I want to say this, brace yourself. If you have not went to VFNTV and watched Prudent Preparation, listen, it's going to hit. It's going to hit. It's going to be suddenly, and like David Wilkerson said, it's going to knock the breath out of you. It's going to be like zigzag for David. We'll talk more about it in the extra hour. Hold on. Pray for Israel. Here we are right this moment, talking about the very crucial time in all creation as Israel and its prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, who is a good man, is not going to sit by and allow the Jewish people to ever again, go through what they went through in the past. And, but yet America has never been more, against the leadership has never been more against, Israel, we've been done some terrible things, but been against Israel. And it's something that you brought up, John, on, a previous program that Senator Barack Obama was running for office, he went to Israel, and everything he said then, he's undone since then. He said the opposite of it. And he's like a coin, one day you flip the coin and it says this, and the next day it doesn't really matter how it lands.
That's right.
But now, since he became president, he's never set foot in Israel since.
Never.
Never.
It's like having a friend that says he's your friend.
Right.
And he never comes over.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you're friends. He says, I'm down. We're good. We're buddies. We're family.
Right.
I'm not saying that the president is for family, but he doesn't show up. But yet, It's not because he doesn't have a car. I mean, he shows up to your neighbor's house, your next door neighbor.
I mean, he flies to get a hamburger in Air Force One. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he can. He was at Cairo University, a couple inches below. You know,
Stone's throw away.
What a statement! Yeah, but a stone's throw away from Israel, and he's done everything but friendly to Israel. Even talking about going back to the 1967 lines. He's empowered the Muslim Brotherhood and inviting them in. They were banned in Egypt. He invited them to his Cairo speech, his first international speech. Brought them in. The President Mubarak wasn't even invited to come to it. And now he's in prison facing death. Muslim Brotherhood now's the president. He's riding off just yesterday in the White House. He said that, you know, the Syrian president needs to step down, you know, and it's like, you know,
really?
At what point do we tell people to step down? You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Everybody's like, okay, does that really work? Okay, step down, please.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to leave. I'm going to walk out right now because you said so.
Right, you know, and it's just like, who are we to be empowered? Because you're going to see it's a Muslim Brotherhood situation that's coming into power in Syria the same way that he's empowered and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is empowered, which just for women's sake alone, if she's empowering the Muslim Brotherhood and they oppress women, they're kidnapping women. Yeah. They're kidnapping women, Christian women,
right.
and taking them and forcing them into Islam and women in general. And it's like, for that alone, why would you empower the Muslim Brotherhood as a woman?
Exactly.
You know, if you really cared about women, the last thing that you would empower is the Muslim Brotherhood.
Right. That's right.
You know?
That's right.
But her assistant is the daughter of one of the former head leaders in the Muslim Brotherhood, right?
Uma. Her father was, he's deceased now, but he was a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, and her mother was a member of the sisterhood, the equivalent of the Muslim Brotherhood. And she's like the second, she's like her right hand in that department.
With no background check.
Right. And you have to wonder, you got to think, and I just wonder if people are thinking, you know, just like, wait a second, Michelle Bachmann said it best, you know, she's a congresswoman. She says, listen, if for me to have certain clearance to be in Congress, they want to check every single thing about me, who my family was, where I was raised, all these connections. How does someone who's assistant to the Secretary of State, the third most powerful person in the country, do we not have a background check? And all she did was ask the question. That's the thing. Where has America gotten where we just can't ask the question? She didn't accuse the woman. She just said, how did this happen?
Without the standard procedures. We have that. You can see that on the VFN torch. It's called Islam Infiltrates the United States Government, the U.S. Government. And you have her whole interview. We have her whole interview available for you right there. But right now, as we were saying at the end of the first hour, is that, you know, they're going to go to war. Mm-hmm. They're not going to sit back. You know, and based on my understanding, in which we can even just perceive it, you know, the Prime Minister Netanyahu of New York, Benjamin Netanyahu, sees our president as his adversary, as the adversary of Israel, and he doesn't like him. You know,
go ahead. He said himself on live tape, he was talking to Sikorsky and said it was recorded.
Well,
Sikorsky
is. Sikorsky is.
Well, he was the French president of France.
Okay.
And
he said?
He said that he has to put up with Benjamin Netanyahu's phone calls all the time, which is irritating. He actually said this. He didn't know he was being listened to, but he was saying he was a pain. He's like, what? How do you talk like that to another world leader? And how do you disrespect someone
Well, it's not just a world leader. You're talking to Israel, and, you know, Herod did a lot less, and it didn't end well. You know, he's shaking his... I mean, listen, church, watch. You just watch. Just watch God. Mm-hmm. Watch what happens in the context. Mm. And we've been sharing with you, and I think this prophetic word, is it ready to go yet? The one that the leaders, did you say that it was edited and ready to go up about the, Chris was working on it for everybody?
Yeah, he's still working on it.
Still, I can't wait. You got to hear this.
You got to hear that.
You got to hear. Hopefully we'll have it up and it won't be history. Yeah. Chris, if you're listening, we need to get it up.
Yes.
We need to get it up. But with that, you know, we got to pay attention. It'll be the greatest day. It'll be the best of times and the worst of times.
Yeah.
there'll be a day, and it didn't make sense when I was saying it in the beginning, but everything's totally making sense now.
Every bit of it.
There'll be a day that a CEO who was making buku bucks will be working at Walmart, and he'll be grateful for it.
Yep. That's right.
Nothing against those working at Walmart, but you know that a CEO who was making, you know, six figures or something would have thought that would be humbling.
But
he'll be grateful to be able to push some buggies or provide some help for you there, which means this, you know, as Christians, one of the greatest things that we can do right now, outside of personal repentance and beginning to abide with God, to be able to hear his voice now. Hear his voice now before the storm hits.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Again, or goes deeper. But understanding that the greatest thing that you can do is begin to look for jobs for people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And don't look for just your own job, but look for other people's jobs so you can, in the name of the Lord, can give somebody in the name of the Lord access to a job and that they can provide for their families, you know. Mm-hmm. But he's going to go to war. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, we're like a week away from the Republican National Convention, the Democratic National Convention, September the 4th, I believe it is.
Correct.
And you're fixing to see the whole world just, I believe, go in some upheaval. And consequences are about to rain down. And America has the greatest amount of consequences probably coming because of what we slept and allowed to happen and wasted. We squandered the First Amendment that God has given us and that we could have used that to preach the gospel like never before, but we use it to build bigger houses and get more stuff and things in our way. And now we're making like $360 per like $46 for the impoverished nations, and we demand even more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're the richest country that's ever existed in the world, and look what we've done with it. But I do want to say this, that pray for the peace of Israel. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, the protection. And you can do that, and God will respond, and God will protect you, and he will bless you for doing that. If you're not yet a member of CUFI, Christians United for Israel, they're ones that hold the government's feet to the fire to have America stand with Israel. If you haven't yet found a Christian, a Messianic believer in Israel to be their ministry to support them, begin to sow and connect with Israel. Connect with Israel at a time like this, and you'll find, you know, like Corrie Ten Boom and others in the history, that it may be the only thing that brings you past this particular situation that's coming, and be open to protect them.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.